Well, thanks for having me, John. I'm excited to be here today in partnership with ASI and Biogen to discuss this really important topic.
Okay, now tell us, what is early Alzheimer's disease and how do you know it's not typical aging?
Early Alzheimer's disease and typical aging can be difficult to tell apart. They share a lot of common symptoms. They share loss of short-term memory, confusion, misplacing items, having problems with speech or language. But fortunately, even though these clinically look very similar early on, we have powerful diagnostic tools now that can tell the difference between the two, including radiologic imaging tests and now a blood test that can help us differentiate between normal early aging and early Alzheimer's.
Now, why is it essential to diagnose Alzheimer's early?
Because we have a treatment for Alzheimer's disease that can slow the progression of Alzheimer's by about 27%. It can't cure the disease, but it can slow the progression of the disease. This medication is called Leqembi. It is a monoclonal antibody that we administer IV twice a month for 18 months. It goes into the brain, attaches to the abnormal proteins called amyloid, and your body's immune system removes the amyloid protein. After 18 months, we can switch over to a self-administered sub-Q formulation of the medication that can be administered by the patient or their family.
Now, tell us more. How does Leqembi work?
It attaches to the proteins that cause Alzheimer's disease, and your body's immune system chews the protein up and eliminates it.
Now, are there any safety concerns patients should be aware of as far as this medication?
Yes, we monitor for safety concerns, which include small areas of swelling and small areas of hemorrhage that occur as a result of the treatment. It can occur spontaneously in patients that have Alzheimer's without treatment. Some of these complications can be more serious, and there have been fatal cases with treatment. We monitor for the evolution of these changes with additional MRIs during treatment. Call your doctor and notify your healthcare provider if you start having headaches or confusion while you're being treated with Leqembi.
Now, I've been looking at some videos and doing a little research as well. Tell us more about the option of at-home Leqembi injections. How will that impact your patients?
So after 18 months, the patients can be placed on once-a-month infusions given IV, or they can self-administer Leqembi subcutaneously, or a caregiver can administer it in the safety and privacy of their own home.
Now, you're with the Mississippi Neurological Institute, and I'm sure you've seen some incredible things with this medication. Have you seen a lot of people with positive outcomes when they start doing this treatment?
So the point of this treatment, it can't undo what's already been done. And that's also the point of early recognition and treatment. What it can do is slow progression of the disease and give people more time to be them, to be interacting with their family, help take care of themselves. So you can't cure, but you can treat and slow the progression.
Give you some more time. I understand.
Now, correct.
Where can people go to learn more about Leqembi?
Well, we want them, if they have memory concerns or need to be screened, go to their healthcare provider or visit Leqembi.com. That's Leqembi.com. No U, Leqembi.com.
Dr. Wendell Helveston with the Mississippi Neurological Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today and giving us this excellent information.
Thank you for having me.